Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
Hello guys, I'm Jenny.
Hey everyone, I'm Spencer.
今天我们要说说我们中国人可能很容易犯的一些 Chinglish 错误、然后外国人听了以后心里是作何感想
Okay.
是不是很崩溃
Maybe 不是那么夸张了 But yeah, sometimes we feel kind of like, oh, really? You said it like that? Sounds kind of weird.
对 我首先要说我觉得你在学一门外语的时候他肯定要经历这样一个过程啊、对吧
That's true.
所以我希望外国人在听到我们这些 Chinglish 的时候 First of all 你懂得这个 It's not our native language 这不是我们的母语呢、当然、比如你们说很多中文的时候也会有一些怪怪的
Of course.
对但我们中国人听外国人说中文通常我们 very encouraging 是很鼓励的态度就是哇你中文好好、就算你哪里说的语法或者声调不太正确、我们不太会是说在嘲笑你在 laugh at you 我觉得不是那样的 attitude
Yeah, I mean, well, honestly, I mean, anyone who, like, kind of makes fun of someone for, you know, not, you know, speaking a language that's not their native language and doing it improperly is, well, I just think it's ignorant
我也这么觉得 I'm totally with you on that 就是说如果你因为别人在说不是他母语说一门外语的时候说错了、你就那种讥讽他嘲笑他
This America, can you believe how he was speaking English like that?
对我觉得这是你的问题
Chinese,
没错就是因为he's speaking a foreign language
yeah.
所以我希望今天的节目其实我们的出发点和目的就是如果这些 Chinglish其实这都是很常用的东西是你常犯的一些错误、那我们今天会给你一些正确的说法对吧、但是也千万不要觉得、说错外国人就在笑我们当然有这样的外国人但是那是他们的问题这不是我们的问题
你不要管他们
了对对对当然 我们能说的对的就尽量不要说错、但是如果他的态度是嘲笑或者讥讽 just ignore them because they're the ignorant one
yeah,
因为他们才无知
and a lot of times their English sucks anyway
对不对好当然大家可以到、开言英语 Open Language 的微信公众号查看今天和我们往期节目详细的文字内容好现在说一个我一直好奇的 When you guys hear Hey Spencer long time no see 就这种好久不见、因为 long time no see、是从中文到英文的一个说法对吧我看过很多人说 long time no see isn't a proper English saying
Yeah I don't know but I mean we've been saying that for a long time I don't
所以你们现在就是这个说法在英语里 也成立了
yeah,
大家也不觉得
Yeah, I mean, I don't know where it originally came from But I mean, it's said all the time
So when you hear it, it doesn't sound wrong or weird
No, 就是比较口语化的
嗯，口语化的那比如很多中国人说哎，你休息一下人家很辛苦了
you have a rest
对对对
Yeah, that, if you say that in English, it sounds kind of weird
那正确的说法休息一下坐一下
I mean, you know, if someone's actually really tired and you say you have a rest, go ahead. But Chinese, I think people say, you know, 休息一下休息一下 They might say it to you even if you're not that tired.
Oh,
so you know what I mean? So
对对对
we don't say it as much as you do.
你就觉得在中国我们是很经常会说休息一下
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely like,
在美国你们没有那么常用这句
对吧
除非 you're really tired
No, exactly But if I say to you You have a rest It sounds like You know, you should take a nap 你应该睡一会儿 It sounds like you need to sleep a little bit
所以这句话
I might say Oh, just, you know, relax Or take it easy you know, have a seat
对对对所以你们对休息一下的这个理解和我们不一样、
yeah.
我们说就像我们很多时候打招呼会说吃了吗、就美国人不会那么常问人家 Have you eaten?
No, no.
对吧就中国就我们说比如吃了吗那个是一个打招呼的不一定就是说你到底吃了
什么 Yeah, because Chinese people they always think what 民以食为天嘛
Exactly
Yeah, we don't I guess we don't think food is that important even though we're so fat.
你刚刚说的那个关于休息一下一点很好。我觉得你们经常会说就像你说的 just relax, 或者你们会经常说 take it easy.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, oh, take it easy.
Right?
Relax, you know, take a load off, have a seat.
对就你们说的 美国人经常 take it easy， 其实就有点像我们休息一下， yeah. 就是那种不要那么紧张、yeah. 啊。好，还有一个哦，这个是 Adam 说的，他说很多他的中国朋友，比如他们出去吃饭啊什么的， mm-hmm. 都会说 have a try， have a try， 你试一下这个。
Yeah， I mean it sounds kind of weird here. Have a try. I don't know. We might say here, you know.You know, take a bite of this or taste that. Have a try. It's all right.
Can you say try it out?
Yeah, here, try this out.
Try this out. Or, 你刚刚说 take a bite.
Or you might hear just say, here, try this.
Try this.
Yeah,
okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. 就不要 have a try, 试试看、yeah. 对吧、那另外还有一个我们经常收到用户会说的，就是说他很容易把 he 用成 she， 把 she、
oh, yeah.
用成 he，
yeah, yeah, yeah.
说这怎么办？
I don't know. You guys just need to 记住 You just need to really remember.
不，我自己的感觉是这样。对于 he she 不分，我们当然知道 he 是男的、she 是女的。但是呢，就是因为可能还是说英文的机会不是那么多，所以就很容易，因为中文里面都是个他嘛，然后就我。有一紧张就 confuse 就把它搞混了、就是说 This is my wife He's very beautiful
Well I don't know I mean you know I don't know if you're、in DC Your wife might be a he
同性婚姻吗不是我们讲的你刚刚说记住我觉得我们都记住 he 是男的 she 是他这个不是问题我觉得还是要多用、你多用了以后这个像 he she 这种很 basic 很基本的词、它就会变成你的一个reflex、就基本上像本能的、它出来就不会错了、
that's、
就你的、
right.
you have muscle memory、
mm-hmm.
你的肌肉嘴部肌肉也会有记忆、对吧、
right.
my wife it's always she my husband it's always he、就其实真的还是多用吧、但是呢我也觉得如果你的 he she 混淆的时候就是也不要太紧张外国人基本上知道 what you're talking about they、might
but sometimes we might giggle a little bit
对 if 他们可能会觉得 有点好可爱哦
yeah
你刚刚说 you might giggle a little bit 你说你们会嘲笑我们
well it's not like I ridicule you no it's more like I'm just kind of like oh that's kind of funny
你说的 kind of funny 是比较 harmless 比较
yeah I'm not really laughing at you I'm kind of like I mean maybe I'm kind of laughing at you but I It's not like I don't like you or I'm making fun of you. It's like, that's kind of funny.
就好像外国人有
It's not a big deal.
就有一个很 classic 外国人学中文的笑话，说我要睡觉。他其实他要吃水饺。
就
这种错误，
对吧？ Yeah, but it sounds like sleep.
对， yeah. 就中国人听到你也会觉得好笑，但不是嘲笑他的好笑，
yeah, 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 是吧？ Yeah, no, exactly. Just kind of giggle a little bit.
好，那还有一个就是。因为我们中文的时态和英文的这种 grammar 的 tense 很不一样、比如我们说我已经干了一个什么事儿，比如我吃过饭了、I eat already
Yeah, you know, you should say I already ate
就是因为有些外国人他会觉得中国人特别爱用 already、因为我们就说我已经怎么怎么样了嘛就 already、Do you think it's weird to keep using already, or?
I mean, as long as the UFA, the grammar is correct, it's okay. Like if you say I ate already, it's okay. But if you said I eat already, then it sounds weird.
对，因为你不应该用 eat， 你应该用 ate， 或者 I've eaten， 是吧
？Yeah, I've eaten or I've eaten already. Yeah, 是可以的。
但我觉得这美国人他。通常就直接用 past tense 过去时，说 你吃了吗 ？Yeah, I ate.、我吃过了，
yeah,
就不需要所有的都那么严格的 follow grammar rule， 就一定要用 I've already eaten， 就你们很、就是 Yeah, I ate.
Yeah.
对。
I mean, both are fine though. Yeah, both are fine. I think, but I mean, maybe the first one is a little more 怎么说 redundant.
有点多余是吧
yeah,
就是你不用所有里面都加个 already、比如 Have you seen the new Star Wars movie 然后你就 Yeah I've seen it 你不用说 I've seen it already 是吧
Right exactly
好最后我们要说的几个啊，这个很常见就比如我们学一种新的语言嘛就是说哎，这个东西英文怎么说啊、
How do you say that? How do you say this?
How to say 这个是、
oh, How to say yeah
这个我以前自己也常犯这个错误 How to say this in English
Yeah we usually say How do you say
就是
你怎么说
对不是 How to say this 而是 How do you say this
Yeah yeah usually、
嗯、
Yeah I mean how to say it It's not that it's wrong It just sounds weird
对就是听起来不那么自然就听起来怪怪的
yeah, Exactly
所以大家现在开始就用 How do you say this
Yeah 你是怎么说了
对虽然你讲的是这个东西在英文里怎么说但是你是还是和一个老外在对话嘛、
嗯、
所以、嗯、How do you say this、
嗯、
right,
right.
好、还有最后一个我觉得挺有代表性的表示你很忙你有事情要做比如 嗯, 嗯，如果你问我 Jenny、Do you want to have lunch tomorrow 那我说哦，不好意思我明天有点事、
嗯、
就我们很容易说 Sorry I have something to do tomorrow
Yeah yeah I mean usually it'd be better to say、oh, I'm sorry I'm a little busy
就直接说 I'm a little busy Or、
yeah.
sorry I can't do
Yeah I can't make it
I can't make it 明天不行、
yeah.
不方便、
yeah.
是吧
Yeah、I already have other plans
对就是因为在中文里面我们经常说哎呀我有点事儿或者什么的所以我们中国人就经常在英文里会说 I have something to do or I have something 我觉得这个是我们经常会用的但在英文里面、
yeah.
你们不太会那样表达
Yeah I mean it's not that it's wrong It just sounds kind of weird、
嗯、
So you might want to give a little more detail
对在英文里面我觉得如果你说 I have something to do 那你要把这个 something 是什么说出来比如说 I have a meeting tomorrow
yeah,
I have an、
yeah.
appointment tomorrow 如果你不愿意把这个说出来那你就直接说 Sorry I can't make it tomorrow
Yeah
sorry.
We want to know a little more 我们不是那么尊敬你的音色
那你你也可以就是说 Sorry、I'm afraid I can't make it tomorrow
Yeah I mean you could say that
这样也可以
yeah, you could say that
好那我们今天的节目就到这儿希望今天我们讲的这些很常见的、我们 Chinglish 的小小表达习惯、
mm-hmm.
还有它比较自然的美语表达习惯能够帮你说更纯正的口语、mm-hmm. 但是我的出发点永远是一样的就是当一个人在嘲笑另外一个学说外语的人的时候 there's something wrong with them or there's more wrong
yeah I mean they're just immature ignorant you know、so.
对就是他的问题比你的要大很多、
mm-hmm.
如果他觉得他自己的母语说得好有什么了不起的话因为说你说中文给我听听啊
yeah, yeah, exactly.
对不对就嗯所以我们大家都要就是放开心就是我觉得现在这个世界我们就是要用一种谦卑的但是包容的眼光这个很重要、
mm-hmm.
right
yeah,
so
I agree.
humility tolerance 因为我们不知道的东西真的很多
嗯、
好那今天的节目就到这儿那当然如果你想在新年里让自己的英语有更大的进步然后更加理解美国文化并且享受英语学习的过程呢我觉得开言英语应该是你很好的一个选择因为我们非常用心的想要把这三种状态都带给大家那希望大家在我们的微信公众号里啊，了解我们的付费课程你也可以免费试用今天的节目就到这儿下次再见
拜拜